I am in front of Curtis Hickson Park, and I'm here in order to both protest the RNC and to express my view of where we are politically, namely that we are no longer a democratic country at all. We're basically a country governed by the top 1%. And to me, this fence is the perfect image of what's happened to American democracy. It's basically government behind closed doors by the 1%, of the 1%, for the 1%.
For someone who can't see the fence right now, explain to them what the park looked like before and what it looks like now.
The park is honestly one of the most beautiful city parks in the country. I've lived in San Francisco, New York, Boston, D.C., and this park is as good as any park in the country. It's, you know, it has water views, it's spacious, it's beautiful. And now it is heinously ugly. I mean, you can't even see it, and all you can see is this tall fence draped in this green covering that you can't see through. And it's a shame, not only because it tells us where American democracy is, but it's ruined a really beautiful public park.
You're standing on almost the very spot where last fall Occupy Tampa lived for several weeks. Yeah. And they wanted to take the park, but Mayor Bob Buckhorn said, look, the park is for everyone. We can't just give it to one group. And yet now the public really doesn't have access to the park. What do you think about that?
I mean, I think that's, you know, a perfect example of who our government represents. It represents the interests of the wealthy, the largest corporations and banks, the top 1%. It does not represent the American people. It doesn't represent the working class, and it doesn't represent groups that are opposed to that political agenda. At the same time, I have to say that I think Occupy Wall Street fetishized too much sleeping in parks. Sleeping in parks is not the end-all be-all of any given protest movement, and I think people got too focused on that and not focused enough on intelligent messaging and organizing. And this summer, on July 4th, there should have been a national assembly in Philadelphia, as was called for. It would have been brilliant, could have delegates from all over the country. We could have expressed our grievances, and we could have made a complaint to the United States government. Instead, the people that ran Occupy Wall Street did this whole bogus no politics, no leader thing. And what did it result in? The movement went from being the most visible, relevant movement in the country to the least visible, the least relevant movement in the country. And I think that that speaks to the bankruptcy of the view that motivated, not that motivated the movement, but that the sort of leadership of the movement espoused, I guess I'd say.